This is WQVUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. The Cambridge-born indie band Morphine garnered a global following back in the 1990s with its slow, low rock sound and Mark Sandman's crooning voice.
I hear a voice from the back of the room. I hear a voice cry out, you want something good.
But the lead singer's life was cut short when he died of a heart attack on stage in Italy in 1999. Turns out Mark Sandman left behind a trove of recordings being released today for the first time on two albums, but they weren't made with Morphine. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with the three musicians who played with Sandman in what he called a secret band.
In the mid-80s, before Morphine existed, Mark Sandman started gathering a cohort of local musicians from other bands to play at clubs. And it seems he understood one thing about human nature. People love secrets.
Mark would end every show telling everybody not to tell anybody that they had seen the band, which was, you know, a joke. But it also, I think, gave it kind of a feeling of we're in on some secret that no one else knows about, and let's keep it that way.
Jazz bassist Mike Rivard auditioned for Sandman's secret band, Hypnosonics, in 1987 after graduating from Berklee College of Music.
As a bass player, it was kind of daunting to join a band led by a bass player. Mark didn't play bass in Hypnosonics, but he knew what he wanted the bass to sound like. Rub it in.
These days, Rivard has his own group, Club de Elf. He combed through archives to pull songs for the two new Hypnosonics albums. Rivard calls Sandman his first drill sergeant in the Army of Groove. As Morphine's charismatic frontman, Sandman played a two-string slide bass he invented. With Hypnosonics, he revealed a different side of himself on guitar.
I mean, he was a guitar player from his folky days in the 70s, where he was like a guitar-strumming, long-haired hippie in the mountains of Colorado.
Russ Gershon of the Ether Orchestra played saxophone with Hypnosonics from 86 to 99. He and Rivard say it was a freewheeling, low-stakes side project for them and Sandman.
And I think it was an opportunity for him to play in a much more relaxed situation. You know, there was no record deal, there was no, you know, label to please.
Early man, early blue.
To hear them live was to hear an opening, essentially, for anybody who might have a horn sitting by.
Dana Colley jumped at the chance to join the genre-melding Hypnosonics in 89 with his baritone sax.
This band was something that of a, you know, folk legend in a way that was probably talked about a lot more than it was heard.
Colley went on to play in Morphine. The newly released Hypnosonics songs take Gershon back to the 80s and 90s music community in Cambridge clubs, including the Middle East and the Plough and Stars, where the secret band performed on Tuesday nights.
Hypnosonics at your service, ladies and gentlemen. Our motto: we aim to please ourselves.
There was a whole art scene there of musicians and artists and just our whole generation of sort of people that came up in the, maybe in the heyday of the early punk rock in Boston. And this band was a kind of a party for that crowd. It's a nice memory, but I think the feeling of it comes through the music. It's not just a nostalgic trip for the people who were there.
Someone stole my shoes today.
It was a fun atmosphere. You know, Mark, it was obvious that he was having a good time, and it was infectious.
Mark is a part of it, and that's what's beautiful about it, because he's not the star. He's just one of the guys, and that's, I think that's really what comes across.
Start that again from the top, I'm sorry.
Hypnosonics were like a lab where Sandman worked through ideas and lyrics he later recorded with Morphine. Here's a Hypnosonics version of the song French Fries with Pepper. And here's Morphine's take from the 1997 album Like Swimming. Here's Mike Rivard again.
Yeah, so it was tough to hear songs that we considered ours done by another group. But we all understood that Morphine was the group that had the record deal. And there was talk about, you know, eventually doing a Hypnosonics record that never came to pass because, you know, Mark passed away before it could.
Now there's not one but two new albums of Hypnosonic studio recordings made at Q Division and Fort Apache. The musicians have kept Mark Sandman's spirit alive over the years with tribute bands including Orchestra Morphine and Vapors of Morphine. Now that the Hypnosonic secret is out, Rush Gershon suspects the friend they miss so dearly will let them know what he thinks.
Mark has a way of visiting whenever we reunite to play his music. His way of letting us know that he's still watching, and strange things happen. There's like weather disasters or power outages. He's still trying to exert a certain amount of control over this work.
They hope no hailstones rain down as the two albums, Drums Were Beating and Someone Stole My Shoes, drop today.
Drums were beating when I woke up this morning.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Well, the drums were drums were beating when I got up this morning. The drums were beating.